Welcome back. Why fitness counts as we age. Regular physical activity is critical for both men and women. The menopause makeover. Menopause is an important transition in women's lives. We all know stopping farther time won't work, so instead use it as a reminder to take good care of yourself. Health contributor, business owner, personal trainer, Jerry Blaze is back with us today. How you doing, Jerry?
I am absolutely awesome.
You're always absolutely awesome. Okay, so let's begin with why fitness is important during menopause.
Fitness is important during menopause because fitness, working out, exercise in general, will help alleviate a lot of the side effects of menopause and do a pretty good amount as far as keeping the hormones somewhat stable, although that's to a minimum. You got to understand that you ladies go through a serious roller coaster ride after the age of 40, and weight resistance training, putting on muscle, exercising helps keep that crazy ride not so crazy.
As a woman in that bracket, two things come to mind here, and that is preventing weight gain and strengthening bones. Is weight gain the most common thing that you see?
Yes, absolutely. Weight gain is your most frustrating, and a good majority of my clients are females in that age group, so I hear it all the time. The reason why the weight gain is very common in perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause is that the dip of hormones, specifically estrogen and progesterone, they cause issues in other areas such as insulin resistance, which causes weight gain. It's because when the hormones go down like they go, they stress the adrenal glands, and that raises cortisol levels, and that affects blood glucose levels. So there's a lot of issues connected to the dip in hormones.
When does this start? Or when do most women feel a lot of these symptoms? And will exercise help any of these signs?
Yes,
can it help?
It most definitely, most of the time, starts in around 40 years old in most women. And it's called perimenopause. It's pretty much premenopause. And it lasts sometimes up to 8 to 10 years and before you go into full-blown menopause. There are women who do experience that. I know some women, one of my clients actually, that just walked out of here. She got menopause in her 20s because she had issues with her ovaries and had to have surgery to have them removed and so on. But most of the time, it's women around 40 is when all the craziness starts.
Now, can exercise help some of these symptoms or no?
Yes, absolutely. Because
I would think it would help, like, boost a mood. I see it as a good benefit.
It's actually it's a very good psychological benefit because the exercise raises endorphins and so on, and also too, it helps combat the insulin resistance from the high levels of cortisol because the exercise lowers cortisol, and that helps with the weight gain. The most important thing, though, is the person, the woman, needs to really keep her diet in check and not go crazy on carbohydrates and sugars specifically.
Yes, I mean, it's very important for women to be realistic about this. As you get older, it's a little bit harder to keep that metabolism going. So to say, just keep realistic goals, right?
Correct. That's absolutely correct.
Okay, so now let's switch over to the men. Male menopause, is this a myth or is this reality?
Oh, it's not a myth. It's a very big reality. I actually used to call it manopause.
Manopause, okay.
Or they often refer to it as andropause. Now, all men around the end of their 20s start slowly dropping their testosterone levels. And when that happens, other hormones go up, like estrogen and DHT. Those are byproducts of testosterone. So every 10 years forward, the men's testosterone level goes down, and we start experiencing all the bad side effects, such as weight gain. If you see a lot of men with pot bellies, the male pattern baldness is a direct connection of low levels of things. So that we go through our own craziness also.
Now, are these changes, are they more gradual than in women, or are they just the same?
It's more gradual for men because we have and possess more muscle mass, and your thyroid levels are a direct connection with the amount of muscle you have. Men have more muscle, so they can keep their metabolism going longer, and it's more sustained. And they if they keep their diet somewhat moderate as far as being not too strict and not too crazy, they can stay relatively lean. But usually around 40, when you ladies start going crazy, that's when you start seeing some bad stuff happen.
I mean, like the term male menopause, it's always been used to describe decreasing levels related to aging. But is this something that's very noticeable, or is this more like an unnoticed thing?
It's probably just as noticeable for men as it is for women. Men typically hide it better. They're not so, psychological about it. Men typically, what they do is they cover up more, and they don't worry about it so much. For a female, obviously, it's very psychologically damaging when you start seeing your body change and all the weight goes to your hips and your butt and so on. That's very emotional. Like men, we're more one-dimensional, and we can just spot things out.
50 and over, whether it's men or women, things definitely slow down, but that dip shouldn't reduce anybody's quality of life, correct?
It should definitely not reduce your quality of life. You have to put more emphasis on your health and exercise and nutrition the older you get.
Yes.
Because whether you're male or female, your metabolism is going to be affected by the lower levels of hormones. So people do the opposite. They think, oh, I'm older, I'm going to throw in the towel. You can't do that. You actually have to fight harder the older you go.
Of course, talking to your doctor is important. But, Jerry, incredible information. Lots of information there. We're going to put all of that on thepulseofnewhampshire.com. And your final thought, can exercise help slow down the aging process?
I am completely convinced that exercise and good nutrition can slow down some things. Like, I'm going on 56 this coming July, and I don't plan on giving in.
And you don't look like you're 56 whatsoever, so you keep doing a good job.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.